It's trivia time. Yep, it's Freddie Kiger time. And he's here.
Big bong, five.
You're going to do your disc jockey routine.
Oh, gosh. What,
yeah.
George Carlin.
Oh.
Just cracked.
Yeah.
Big bong, five minutes past the big hour, 5 o'clock here on the Nifty 850.
It's 45 degrees at the airport, and who cares? Because who lives in the airport?
Exactly. Going to play some boss tunes that my boss told me to play.
Yeah, that's right. Sit back and relax and listen to my wax. Listen to the sounds that I'm putting down.
Remember Al Sleet, the hippy-dippy weatherman?
Oh, yeah, that's right. George Carlin was a funny guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
UNC Home Courts. That's our category.
Okay.
So here's our question, and if you know the answer, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL. There have been several campus sites that have been home to the Carolina Tar Heel basketball team.
Okay.
We want you to name UNC's very first home hoops court.
Okay.
Where did the Heels first play their home basketball games way, way, way back in the early 1900s?
Long before the Dean Smith Center.
That would be correct.
All right.
If you know the home court, you know the place where they used to play, which is still standing and being used as an administrative building. Give us a call, 919, as I mentioned, 929-WCHL.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie Kiger, you want to know Carolina's first home court?
Yep.
It was not the Dean Smith Center.
And we'll work backwards. It was not.
It was not Carmichael.
It was not.
It was not the Woolen Gym.
It was not the Tin Can.
Uh-oh. Well, you just lost me because I was going to say the Tin Can.
One before the Tin Can.
Well, then I'm not even sure I know.
Starts with a B.
I don't remember. Starts with a B?
A B.
I'm sorry, man. You're going
to
have to.
You're driving up Cameron, passing the Arboretum on the right.
Uh-huh.
You go up to about the time it levels off, and just before you get to the old well, you turn to the left, and you go in a little circle where there's a fountain there. Carolina Playmakers, the old Playmakers building is there. Building. And the building behind the fountain there was the original first home of Carolina basketball.
That was... You're right. It starts with a B, but I can't remember who.
Bynum Hall.
Bynum Hall, yeah.
Bynum.
Yep. Wow. That goes back when you were a kid, weren't you?
Exactly. I was a freshman.
You were a kid.
Right.
You were walking around campus and thinking how great it was to be there.
I was selling programs and... It was Bynum Gymnasium, built in 1904.
Mm-hmm.
It was the home to Carolina basketball from 1910, when Carolina basketball began, to 1924. Then, of course, it moved over to the Tin Can.
Yeah.
And as we just related, from the Tin Can, it went to Woolen Gym, to Carmichael, and then to the Smith Center.
Yep, exactly. I hate it when people call it the Dean Dome. I don't like that. I don't think Dean Smith would like that.
And with apologies to some in town, I can't call it Carmichael Arena.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's just auditorium is ingrained in my brain.
Well, that was the only reason why we could get it built.
Yeah.
Because the state wasn't going to give us money if it was going to be simply an athletic facility.
Yeah.
So instead of an arena, it was a auditorium.
Yeah.
And it was used for concerts, for speeches, for gatherings, and what have you, as well as a basketball arena.
But going back to the Smith Center, you call it the Dean Dome if you want. It's just, to me, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's not a sign of disrespect, but it's like, I just feel like Dean Smith would not have wanted it called that.
Well,
of course,
he didn't want it named after him in the first place. Yeah, in the first place. And I have people who mentioned, you used to work with Dean. I went, I worked with Coach Smith.
That's right.
I can't do it. I mean, they're not meaning any disrespect at all. It's just
I know.
If you got people like that you can't have trouble calling by their first name because sign of respect, you want to call them by their last name or their title or whatever.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's an icon. He was a cut above everybody else. I mean, he really was. So you can't. I don't know. He's not down here.
I agree with you, Mr. Stutz.
Not expressing myself very well, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean.